first thing to say would be, obviously, that he's just had his mandate officially renewed after the parliamentary elections have been held now. So this is just the sort of natural process of his second term officially starting, this new mandate coming off of these elections, whereas previously he had taken over as the chairman of the former ruling party, whose mandate came from the 2015 elections.
The prime minister is under pressure, particularly because of the war in the Tigray province. So what does that mean if he has made changes with the defense minister?
Yes, there were two security-related changes. In both cases, this reflects the struggles that the administration is facing on the security front. I think we'll have to wait to see more about how much influence the new defense minister has as the former head of the interim Tigray administration that was set up after the initial occupation last year. Of course, that interim administration was then expelled in the summer during the fighting, and that it spread into Amhara and Afar regions. That's created these challenges and precipitated this sort of reshuffle with the defense ministry and the Ministry for Peace. That peace ministry will presumably also play a significant role in whatever dialogue process the prime minister tries to start in order to sort of create the impression of an agenda around reconciliation and coalition building.
This past week, Abe has been involved in a row with the United Nations, particularly his expulsion of the UN officials. So it seems to me perhaps the Ethiopian prime minister is just saying that maybe he doesn't care what the international community says about what's going on in Ethiopia.
Well, I think one of the real conundrums for the international community that's concerned about the deteriorating humanitarian situation in the country, and although the situation in Tigray is particularly acute as the fighting has spread outside the borders of Tigray, that conflict-induced humanitarian issues have now spread into Amhara and Afar. There was already conflict in many other parts of the country by disputes between central government and political parties that were not on board with Abiy's assertive agenda since 2018. So there were parts of Oromo, area around Somali, and the Afar region, the Somali-Oromo borders, all over the country affected by insecurity for the last several years, all of which is exacerbated by disputes with the international community. But what has tended to happen over the last year is, as the international community talks tough or threatens sanctions or starts to implement sanctions, there are some very, very narrow and specific sanctions in place already, but the framework for American sanctions of a broader nature is in place now and hasn't been implemented. But all that pressure has simply caused the administration of Abiy Ahmed and the interesting alignment of his base, the former ruling party that he's transformed into the Prosperity Party, minus the Tigrayan component, which is, of course, controlling Tigray now, and this conflict exists, plus the opposition parties that have tended to be pan-Ethiopian and with a strong base in the diaspora. So he's connected, he's brought in the chairman of the National Movement for the Amhara and the leader of the Ethiopian Citizens for Social Justice, which is an opposition coalition, into the cabinet, and a former senior Oromo Liberation Front figure who defected. The Oromo Liberation Front has split many times over the years, but bringing these guys in is an attempt to shore up constituencies in his own Oromo region where he comes from, but also with this constituency of ethnic Amhara, who there is an Amhara region, but because of the sort of historical context of Ethiopia, there are ethnic Amhara or people with ethnic Amhara heritage all over the country, especially in urban areas.